This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's imperative for all Californians to prepare for, listen to local authorities and state authorities for alerts and warnings, and if told to evacuate, don't wait, do it.
It's a nightmare in California. That was the voice of Mark Ghilarducci. He's the director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, and they know what can happen as 80-plus people died just almost a year ago thanks to the Paradise Fire. And Northern California is on fire, and Southern California is on fire. And that's where we begin. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. But I do have a exciting breaking story. The World Series champs are the Washington Nationals. They came back and they put up a fight. They ended up beating the Astros in Houston 6-2. A game seven is really tough, and this is a franchise that never, ever, ever had won a World Series championship. So you know how I love my history. That's their first one since 1924. Think of what the world was like in 1924. So the underdogs, the thrilling, the improbable, and the oldest baseball team in the country with a so-so bullpen got it done. Hear, hear for the underdogs and for the Washington Nationals. And boy, I hope that people in these California fires do evacuate, especially when they're asked to evacuate. But when they see smoke coming like toward the Reagan Library, I have so many friends that immediately were on high alert. I know there's people listening to us in that area. We have a great affiliate there, KCAA. Thank you for all your emails updating me on the hurricane-like gusts of wind, the humidity, which was outrageous and, of course, was kicking things up. And you could see it surrounding all around the presidential library. So you had a lot of people that were out there trying to fight it. And what they're calling that is the easy fire. You know, they have all these names for these fires that crop up. And it's already burned more than 1,600 acres. 1,600 acres. Wow. So Ventura County firefighters, what they did is they put strike teams in place at Reagan's library, and they had a lot of aerial attacks from helicopters, and a DC-10 tanker kept the flames off the hilltop exactly where the building sits. I've been to this, but it's been a while. I've been to the library, in fact, when I lived in California, and so far so good, but not good what's happening with the fire, because this easy fire was one of the largest ones that broke out on Wednesday, and then throughout the day, you had brush fires that popped up along some of the busiest highways on the outskirts of L.A. So Riverside County, which is where you can hear us, many of you, and in that area is where so many people in senior care hospitals, mobile home parks, etc., had to get out. And it's incredibly sad to watch this happen, where you've got about 20 million people. This is the number I was told today by somebody I talked to in California. In fact, in the governor's office, 20 million state residents live in these high-risk fire areas, and they just keep growing and growing and growing. Another big fire, and this is, again, in Southern California that's being talked about, is the Getty Fire, which is on the western edge of L.A. So think about it, all of you listening to us in other places in the country, in Connecticut, in Tampa, in New Orleans, in Portland, in Chicago, in the New York area, in New England, and with all the weather that we deal with and Mother Nature's wicked curveballs, I'll tell you, these Santa Ana winds are the worst, especially when they say hurricane-like winds. Now, if we go to the wine country, the Kincade Fire is up to 76,000 acres in Sonoma County, if you think about that. And so far, It is becoming the largest this year. They're saying it's about 45% contained. So that is kind of good news compared to what we had talked about previously. But, of course, the concern is what happens in the next couple of days in California, especially in Southern California, but also a little bit in Northern California, too. So the helicopters can only do so much. The firefighters can only do so much. The tankers can only dump so much flame retardant because it takes an easy spark where it jumps from place to place. And it's just like that, it changes in an instant where you think everything's okay and you turn your back and all of a sudden it's jumped. It's jumped the highway. It's jumped to another area. I understand this. It's been a while, but I lived in California, lived a little bit through this in the Santa Barbara area where the hillside would catch on fire and people would be putting goats in their cars and whatever they could fit and just heading out of the area, heading toward the water. And I learned quickly when I lived there to be prepared for that and to be prepared as much as you can be for earthquakes. Hey, coming up on this show, we got a couple of really, as always, great things in store for you. I'm just saying. Like, what do we have in store for you? Nail the Score. So Nail the Score is where we have the game of the week in the NFL. And you don't have to even like football. The key thing here is you get bragging rights. It's like playing bingo, right? Except we have virtual refreshments. You pick what team you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And if you win, you win fabulous prizes. Just ask our pal Sharon, who listens to us in New England. I guarantee that she'll call. Sometimes Pete comes out of the bunker in Texas and a ton of you email the show. The key is you have to get it in before the end of the hour, because it wouldn't be fair if you hear this later in the evening or morning, because, of course, we air at different times. It wouldn't be fair to the people who waited in line, so to speak, because there's no fast pass here where you can cut in line. And plus, Mr. Kate Delaney is going to join us on the show to talk about a couple of things that we think are interesting that are happening in the world and in our lives, you know, etc. And a lot of what we're talking about, because we both different times lived in California and have a love for people in that area, are always concerned when we see the fires because we know exactly what it means. And we both lived in Southern California, but also spent some time in Northern California. Hey, there's tons of conversation about how these public hearings are going to work in this Trump impeachment inquiry. So the House Rules Committee approved a resolution for a floor vote on Thursday. That's huge, to set the rules for the public impeachment hearings. You can bet that so many people will be watching that, even if it's like watching glue dry for the first couple of hours of it. But I want to hear what people have to say. I did an op-ed piece where I talked about on the air. Just let us see it. Let's be transparent and make up our own mind. We know there's sources we can go to that go right. We know there's sources that we can go to that go left. And then we know there's supposedly the neutral zones, but they're very, very hard to find. Here, you watch it and you can decide for yourself what you think is really, really happening. So the next couple of days, needless to say, are going to be very interesting in Washington, D.C. All right, on the flip side, Mr. Kate Delaney, he's in our virtual green room. I can hear him in the background. He's going to join us moments from now. Don't y'all go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
This is a man's world.
Not my horses at all.
This is a man's world.
With her animals. And we were coming down the street and we saw two horses they couldn't catch, so pulled the rope out and got them in.
Yeah, you can hear there that obviously, as I mentioned when I was in Santa Barbara and I was a reporter, that often we would see people who were trying to rescue their animals, and that was somebody there trying to do that, horses, because there are certainly a lot of horses in some of those areas where the fires are cropping up, particularly in Southern California, but actually in the Kincaid fire too, to the north. So this is a man's world in this segment because Mr. Kate Delaney joins us. Say hi to everybody, Paul.
Hi, everybody.
I talked about before you came on the fact that at different times we both lived in California and really loved it. You loved living in San Diego. I loved living in Santa Maria and Pismo Beach and Santa Barbara. It was a wonderful experience, and I experienced a little bit the fires and a little bit the earthquakes. Did you experience those Santa Ana winds?
No.
So you never had to deal with that in San Diego?
No.
Ooh, lucky you. Isn't it sad though to see what's happening in Cali?
Definitely.
And it is so much those winds that crop up. And you know, we just went through, and I've said this on the air, luckily it missed us, but we went through the 9 tornadoes in Dallas, and you and I were driving down the road. We were going, I think, to Horseshoe Bay, and we got to see some of the damage, just even from the roadside, and it was shocking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really bad.
I like these answers. It's like I'm interviewing you. Yeah, it was really bad. You're not as talkative tonight. Were you shocked that the Nationals beat the Astros? Did it upset you?
A little bit. Not really.
A little bit. Because you're really a Texas Ranger fan, so you're not really an Astros fan, but I guess you were pulling for the Astros. I think it's exciting that Washington won. They never won a championship.
Well, good. They weren't even a team until 2005.
No, they had teams there. They had the Washington Senators, etc., but then they became the Nationals, and history was all over the board with Washington.
That's because the Montreal Expos fold didn't move to Washington.
Wow, somebody is doing their homework. I am stunned. Mr. K. Delaney, congratulations. That's good that you knew that. So Halloween is here, and we always do that thing, I don't know about everybody listening, where you can't tell how many people are actually going to come to the door or not. It used to be that we would get a lot of kids that would come to the door or a decent amount, and now it's just catch as catch can. You don't know how much candy to buy, and if I buy too much, you're just going to eat the whole bloody thing. So I was wondering, what kind of candy do you want me to go out and buy tomorrow, because I know you're going to end up eating it.
You know what kind of candy I eat.
You eat Twizzlers, you inhale those Reese peanut butter cups that have a gazillion calories.
Ding, 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 there you go.
Okay, so that's what you want me to get. You want me to get Twizzlers, and you want me to get the Reese's.
Yes.
All right, one of the things, I don't think we're going to see anyone dress like this, but, you know, you dress like current events. People are pretty good about that, and of course, I'm up on pop culture, so we know some of what we'll probably see. But this comes out, and maybe not too late, but there's another Terminator. Do you want to see Terminator Dark Fate? It is the latest installment in this. And they say it's the best film in about 30 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it, so you got a lot of the originals. Linda Hamilton is also in it, and she really hasn't been around Hollywood, so this is kind of a coming back party for her. I don't know. It could be interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to see it, because I really haven't watched Terminator since, like, after T2, I don't think. So.
And T2 was Judgment Day, and that's when Sarah Connor, who's played by Linda Hamilton, stopped the artificial intelligence Skynet from existing and saved mankind. You know what? I have a good Linda Hamilton story. I was on a flight to Philadelphia from, I want to say California. I think it was California. I was on a flight from LAX. It was. I was on a flight from LAX to Philadelphia, and it was right when Terminator came out, and Linda Hamilton was on the plane, and she was in first class, and of course she was in great shape. That's when she had her arms were all cut, and she was just, you know, she was working out nonstop or whatever was going on with her, and she was on the plane, and people were asking her for autograph. They were making a big deal. Even the pilot gushed all over her and made an announcement. I don't know if they would do that now, but made an announcement that Linda Hamilton, a.k.a. Sarah Connor, was on the plane. And so it was just kind of a little chaotic because everybody wanted to see Linda Hamilton. And I do have to say, I've never seen a woman's arms that look like that, where they weren't bulky, but it was just really in shape. She had really shapely arms. There was nothing jiggling off those arms.
You liked those shapely arms, did you?
Because I would love to get them, but it would take me forever to get them because, I mean, she did say that she was working out like 7 days a week or something, and it was kind of a whole routine, light weights or whatever, but she made a big splash.
Can't skip leg day, boys.
Can't skip leg day. Have you ever had a workout routine? Since we've been married, you have never had a workout routine. But did you, I guess when you were in the Navy, you had to do what they told you, right? You had to do the calisthenics and everything.
I was swimming all summer long.
You were swimming occasionally, and then you hurt your back when you smashed your car, so then you stopped swimming, and you had to.
Yeah, you said I didn't have a workout routine. Well, whenever I have to go in for an MRI because of my back, I'm not going to injure it from working out.
All right, so talk about that, because I think people out there can relate to that. I've never had an MRI, but you went and had an MRI, and you said it like took about a half an hour. What was it like to be in the tube? Describe that experience.
It was boring, and it was very loud, and it was very annoying. There you go.
But, I mean, the whole thing with the MRI is that they can see the x-rays, etc., what's going on with your back, and Some people don't like the MRI because they think it's claustrophobic, but I don't think it was for you, was it?
No. As long as I knew I have a way to get out, which is your feet are open, then I'm not claustrophobic. Now, if I try to go into some small tunnel, I would be claustrophobic because that would freak me out. But just going into a MRI machine where my feet are sticking out, that's not going to make me claustrophobic.
I'm going to talk about this in our next hour because I do a thing called We Can Count because I think everything's about numbers and I see numbers now all the time. I mean, even in my sleep, I'll wake up sometimes and I'll scribble. This sounds weird, but I'll have an idea and it has something to do with a number and I'll scribble it down. But one of the coolest stories that I saw is JetBlue was offering on Halloween a $31 flight to even Puerto Rico, just one way, and to a bunch of other cities, and I was wondering how many people would take them up on that. Because even if you had to pay for the flight back, I bet you still could, if you did it right, save a bunch of money.
I bet you're right.
What's the most, and it doesn't have to be when we're together, because I think it's not going to be when we're together, what's the most spontaneous thing you ever did?
Proposed to you on top of the Empire State Building?
That was spontaneous? You didn't plan that out?
At the time, it was spontaneous when I got there. Because there was thousands of people I didn't expect.
Yeah, and for you, because you have a little anxiety deal, right? Like a lot of people. And so to have that many people breathing down your neck and be on top of that building, that had to be a little nerve-wracking for you, right?
Yeah, I couldn't even wait for your mom. She walked off, and I just had to go.
Yeah, I have to do it now or I can't do it. And the funny thing about that is since we went down this lane is I had no clue. People always say, didn't you even know? No, I had no idea. And then I had my back turned, so I wasn't paying attention. I turn around and I see people crying in all different languages saying things, and I have no idea what's going on.
You figured it out pretty quick.
Do you remember what you said?
Just something like, this is your favorite city in the world, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I think guys think this, even if they're with somebody they feel confident in and they've been with for a while. Were you worried I was going to say no?
I waited until I was pretty sure you said you were going to say yes. So, yes, in a roundabout sense, I made kind of try to make sure you were going to say yes.
Wow. All right. That's a confident man. All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Yo.
Mr. Kate Delaney. There he is. Coming up. We're going to do that thing called Nail the Score.
She wears a button on her shoulder.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton won't meet with the House committees involved in the impeachment inquiry without a subpoena. Bolton is openly sparring with the administration about its approach toward Ukraine. Tim Morrison, a Russian expert brought on to the National Security Council by Bolton, has now resigned a day before he's scheduled to meet in private with the committees. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution outlining the next phase in the inquiry. Rules Committee Chairman Jim McGovern.
Let there be no doubt that as much as this president flaunts the Constitution, we are going to protect it. We will stand up for the Constitution and defend the rule of law.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
They've denied President Trump basic due process rights and are cutting his counsel out of the process in an unprecedented way.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. Week 9 in the NFL starts off with the 49ers. Will they be a perfect 8-0 as they take on the Cardinals in Arizona? You know, I like Kyler Murray. I really do. I don't know what that game's going to be like because I think San Francisco, favored by 10, may have a really easy time of it, and they'll stay perfect and be 8-0. So that is not the game of the week. I will be watching, but that's not the game of the week. I'm going to say, to me, the game of the week, it was so tempting to go in a couple of different directions, including if the Giants were better, I would have said the Cowboys and the Giants, but I don't trust the Giants are going to be that good in this game, even though it's a home game for them, and Dallas is favored by more than a touchdown, so that kind of tells you something there. I am going to say that the game of the week, and we'll see if it lives up to what I'm saying is the game of the week, is the Patriots and the Ravens. Because if there's a team that could possibly knock off the Patriots, I'm going to say it's the Ravens. Let's see what Lamar Jackson's like. And, of course, Tom Brady is having a great year, and so are the Patriots. They're undefeated. So tough to go against New England, but they're favored by 3.5, and I think that's a solid line. That is the NBC game on Sunday night. I like those Sunday night games, as you all know, and I like the fact that the over-under is 45, and I've looked at both sides of this. So to me, just for my reasons and a few that I just gave you, I believe that the Patriots and the Ravens are the game of the week. So here's how this works. You just call up. You tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. This is the number, 855-266-5283. And that's how Nail the Score works. It's just that easy. Also, if you're listening to me, I know some of you are working, getting off of work, you're driving, blah, blah, blah. And so usually we get about 5 to 6 emails, sometimes a little more, depending on the time of year. But if you're listening to me right now, you can do this. You can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and just send me the guess. Do you think it's the Patriots? Do you think it's the Ravens? And what do you think the final score is going to be? All right, let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Pete.
Good evening. How are you today?
I am excellent. How about you? Prop 5, baby. I'm telling everyone, vote yes.
There you go. And vote yes for no state income tax. Make it 4. Prop 4, got it.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't want that either. That's what we love about Texas, just like our fellow friends in Florida. They like the same thing. Who do you like in this game?
This is going to be a good game. I'm liking the Pats. I really am. 28-19.
28-19, the Pats. Well, that's a good guess because, you know, Pete, that the Patriots have been perfect this season. Tom Brady is being his epic self, and Bill Belichick.
They're a machine.
Yeah, they're a machine. They're a machine. Bill Belichick, like him or not, he is a savant when it comes to breaking down footage. I know guys who have scouted for him, worked with him, and they all say that same thing. So the Patriots, Pete says, 28-19. Thanks, Peter. We go from Pete in Texas all the way across the country to Sharon listening to us in an equally great state. Oh, beautiful this time of year. Maine. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. Are the trees still beautiful in Maine?
Some of them. The color's starting to fade.
Oh, it's fading. All right, we know the Patriots aren't fading, but do you like the Patriots or the Ravens?
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Ooh.
I'm not a Patriots fan.
I know. What do you think?
I'm going to go 31-24.
31-24 Ravens. Sharon, keep warm and thank you for the call. Anybody else who wants to jump on, you can do that. Just jam on these digits right now. It's either the Patriots or the Ravens. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. How easy is that? I like it when it spells out a word, except for that. How often do you look at your phone and you're trying to spell out the word? Has that happened to you when you're ordering something? That happened to me the other day. They just said the word, and I was like, wait, I don't know. I have to look down at my phone to make sure I have it right. So it's 855-266-5283. I'm going to give you my guess. And I know people are emailing. You can email at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. This was a tough one for me to decide on because of watching the Patriots a lot this season, and Pete said it, they're a machine, and so do you go against the machine for the Ravens, who are not a machine, but have showed flashes of brilliance here and there? You know, then you look at injuries, and then, you know, go from there and try to figure that out, but geez, I'm going to say that, you know, it's like the Patriots even had, they even had Joel Heath in. Do you remember him? He played for the Texans. He did a workout for them. He played in like something like 30 games for them a couple of years ago, 34 tackles, 3 sacks. But he was kind of that extra added oomph on the field. And especially, again, playing under the guidance of Bill Belichick, it is a little bit different. So anyway, I'm just going to throw that in. I'm going with the Patriots. I think the Patriots do win it. I do think it's going to be closer than what Pete said. I think it is. I think it's going to be a little closer. I think the wise guys have it right. I'm going to say 28-24 because I believe there's going to be some defense in this game. If you look at the Patriots in their last game against the Browns, they won 27-13. Of course, they blew out the lowly Jets. They got nothing. The Jets got no points on them. And they've had a bunch of games where they scored 30 points. Remember the Bills, 16-10? I'm just kind of thinking there, 16-10. And then, like I said, against the Browns, this is Sunday night. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Patriots, 28-24. I've got a bunch of people that are emailing, so I'm gonna go to those too. But we've got Brad in Texas. Brad, thanks for the call. What do you think?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's gonna be Patriots 27-25.
Ooh, I like it. Kind of close to me. 27-25. Are you a Cowboys fan, Brad?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, see, I couldn't pick the Cowboys, though, because I think the Cowboys are just going to take the heads off the Giants. I do. So I don't think that's going to...
So.
Oh, I do. I think Dak Prescott's going to...
My brother's a huge Giants fan.
Ah! Oh, that's good trash talk, and I love that. Have fun with that game, Brad. And thanks so much for the phone call. So Brad says Patriots, too, 27-25. And so for Brad and Sharon and Pete and a bunch of other people like Jack and also Joseph, and we got Vinny, it looks like, sending me emails. Anybody who gets in under the wire, you're all eligible for this, and I'll announce it on the air, so you certainly will know if you nailed the score. So just remember your score, but I have it written down. Don't worry. Duly noted. It wouldn't be nail the score if I didn't go to Nathan, because he's such a huge football fan, and ask him what he thinks. Hey, Nathan, I know you're in Vikings territory. I almost picked that game. But Patriots, or do you like the Patriots or do you like the Ravens?
I remember at one time liking the Ravens in my life. I'm not sure why that happened. I don't know why that happened.
So you're picking the Ravens?
Was that a Super Bowl a while
ago? Yeah. They played
last in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Are you kidding? The Ravens have been in the Super Bowl a couple of times. In fact, it's funny you brought that up because I went to a couple of their Super Bowls. They beat the 49ers was their first loss. The 49ers they beat really close. It was a couple of points in that game, and I was at that game. That was in, I want to say it was in 2013, my memory. I'm like, it was 2013 because I was with my friends. It was in New Orleans. So they have been.
I
want
to say it was before that. That. I don't know.
That you remember rooting for them in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, they had a couple of Super Bowls where they were right in a row. So maybe that's what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
But their latest one was that one when they ended up beating John Harbaugh was the coach, and they ended up beating the 49ers. It's a big deal because his brother Jim Harbaugh was the coach of the 49ers.
Nice. You know way more. Everybody knows way more than I do about any of this stuff. I think I garnered enough of that knowledge to play a round or five of Madden at that time in my life. Like,
that's why.
2008 or 9, maybe. Hey, I'm not even going to give it to the Ravens. Let's do Pats, and we'll make it. Yeah, we'll make them squish each other and do 24-21. How about that?
24-21?
Yes.
Wow. All right, so Nathan goes with the Patriots. I love that. I can't even picture you playing Madden, by the way, but okay, I'm going to try to think.
Happened.
I'm going to try to think about that for a second and picture that in my mind, but it seems so odd to me.
It is.
Yeah, the Ravens were that team. They were superior at one point, right? They had a couple of years where, a lot of people didn't like that because they didn't like the fact that they picked up and moved and started the team in Baltimore. My mother was one of them. She would never root for them. All right, nail the score. Good luck to everybody. Hang with us. We're talking to the coolest teacher ever in L.A. and his textbook company. Wait till you hear his story. Sweet. Next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wow, do you remember your textbooks when you were a kid? And some of you still might have just, listening to us, might have just gotten out of high school or college and think about some of those grammar school days. Oh my gosh, some of them were so dry. If I only knew. Our next guest here on Author's Corner, Stuart Matranga, he's written these different kinds of textbooks that come to life where it just engages you. I think that's the best way to talk about it. I mean, so much of what are in these textbooks include different kinds of trends, like the switch to Indigenous Peoples Day rather than Columbus Day. And there's so much to talk about when it comes to that. So without further ado, let's get to Stuart. Hey, Stuart, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, thank you, Kate.
So these are history textbooks, and that was my favorite subject, and I'm really serious about that. Your material comes to life, I know, because now I feel like I'm a student. I've been reading them. So you created this whole new approach to these history textbooks. How did it come about?
Well, I started teaching about 15 years ago, and I was teaching in a school that had students who had learning disabilities or learning challenges, as we like to call them. One student, as soon as I mentioned that we would be reading, completely broke down and literally crawled under the table into a fetal position. So I knew that there was a problem with reading from that experience. However, I also knew the power of a good story, and I just started telling him and telling the class a story
that eventually ended up in our book, American Hero, about Ana Cayona, a Native American woman who lives in what we now call Hispaniola. She's celebrated today in Puerto Rico and Cuba, as well as the Dominican Republic. She was a Taino native leader, not quite a chief, but a leader. And she defied the Spanish and Columbus and all those exploiters who were coming to their lands. And she really fought back hard. She was very bold and brave. She even learned Spanish to negotiate with them. And she met a tragic end, unfortunately. But she's someone who's history and most history books tend to completely ignore. There's, and I found so many of these inspiring stories from all sorts of people who really, the students, you could see their eyes just light up to learn something new about what has been a very tired tradition for them.
Yeah. And we talk about reading proficiency for U.S. middle school students because, you know, your history textbooks, middle and junior high school students are those that would read it. And I'm going to say adults too, because like I said, you get really pulled into it, but only 35%. That's the proficiency. So it's 24th in the world. And just 18% of eighth grade students are proficient in American history. That's shocking. So is there a reading crisis in this country? It sounds like it. And what are some of the reasons? Is it because we don't get told the stories like you're telling?
Well, as a matter of fact, today in U.S. News and World Report, that study was updated, and we've actually gone down 3 or 4 points in reading. So we're actually even lower than that. I think that basically this coincides. I mean, I don't want to be negative towards electronic devices for helping people learn and read. Those are great. But I think if they replace reading books, if they replace the value, the magic even of a good story well told, we lose the engagement factor. We lose kids feeling a part of a story. So the solution to that, I think, is just to go back to basics, tell them a good story. And there's so many terrific true stories from all around the world in history and society in general that it can really engage and turn students on. That earlier student I told you about that inspired me to tell these stories, he went on to major in history in college, and now he's a writer. So students can turn around if they're given the right material, the right juicy stories to love.
Wow, I so agree with that. We're speaking with Los Angeles teacher Stuart Matranga. He's introduced a new kind of breed of textbooks for middle schoolers, and we're talking about engagement and interests and learning and how sad it is when we talk about reading proficiency and how now he's updating these textbooks by putting them out there. So tell us specifically about your curriculum. What is it comprised of?
Well, the curriculum of Midgard Education Publishing. That's our company. That's the entity that publishes these books. And you could look us up. You could check us out at midgardeducation.com. We have 6 books. They cover American history, world history, and, which is really important, especially this year, especially now, civics and the Constitution. So we get into all of that interesting, fascinating detail without the boring stuff that you see in most textbooks. And that was the trick, really, because as you yourself said, sometimes as much as you might love the subject in general, you should see the kids' faces drop when they get these big brick-like textbooks that they're expected to go through. And they're just fact dumps. You know, they're just dumps of facts without any context, without any real life to them. But we find that when we tell them, we give them all the facts, but we just put them in the real context so they understand what's going on, not just information, but story, whether it's American or world or even with civics and how that really develops out of people communicating with each other. So that's our goal with our curriculum.
Yeah, I love that. People communicating with each other. Imagine that. Well, you have to tell us a couple more stories. We want to hear these stories. Give us some more stories.
Well, I mean, one of the great people who are, I am shocked that she is ignored, and that's Nancy Ward. Her name in the Cherokee language is Nanye. And she might be one of the most important people during the American Revolution, because due to her efforts, the Iroquois people who were siding with the British and the the Algonquin-speaking tribes, such as the Shawnee, were siding with the Americans, but the Iroquois were trying to get them to go in with the British and wipe out the revolution before it even started. Nancy Ward prevented that. She said, wait a second, this is a new idea that these people are really sincere. Maybe it'll be better for us. We'll be treated like people. At that time, in the early days of the revolution, even, and we know this from people like Mercy Otis Warren and others, Abigail Adams certainly, there was the idea that maybe this revolution, this idea for freedom, is for everybody, including African Americans, including women, including Native Americans. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out that way, but in the book, we go through the different reasons that occurred. That's just an American history story, but in the world, I mean, just to stay on this kind of like subplot of how women fare through history and how there's almost no mention of them in textbooks except in marginalized way. There's a great story about the Mongols. Everyone knows Genghis Khan and Kublai Khan, but there's this woman named Kutulun who challenged Kublai Khan for the Khanate, to the rulership, and she was an amazing warrior. She was the best wrestler among the Mongols, who were known for their wrestling skills. So her story is fascinating. There's a female samurai I get to named Tomoe Gosen, or Lady Squirrel, and she was just vicious in the Genpei Civil War in Japan. She would ride around on a horse with skulls on her saddle. You can imagine, your middle school kids love this stuff. This is just, they just love it. It feeds into what they're doing anyway with their video games and their other media, what they like in movies and TV. They see that history really is just as exciting as any of these other mediums. It's just how you tell the story. That's the difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. It's how you tell the story, and you've obviously captured that. And we're speaking with Los Angeles teacher Stuart Matranga. Tell us again, for people listening, you have teacher's guides that have discussion topics and assignments and quizzes, so this comes to life, and we don't have these big tombs. People who are listening and want more information, where can they go again?
Well, we have a great website. It's called MidgardEducation.com. And they can find out everything about the books. And now if there are teachers or administrators, they can also see we have complete curriculum programs. In other words, we take teachers day by day through the year, and we show how we can use all these different sources to really enliven the class and improve those reading scores. Because once students get into their stories, they read them. They like them. We're also available on Amazon. We have our first book on Amazon is our Constitution book. It's called the U.S. Constitution, an Owner's Manual. And it's called that because we look at the Constitution as something that belongs to everybody in this country and how it works, what it's comprised of, how it came to be, and what everything means. It's very, very easy to understand. The Constitution itself is pretty concise, and it takes away all the mystery and all the doubt that people read about in the news, and it shows you exactly what's going on with that. And it's a fun book, too. And all our books have, by the way, little exercises within them, so it keeps people engaged, and fun quizzes and games and stuff like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Stuart, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.